The Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee, you remember, the one that was gifted the humblest day of Rupert Murdoch's life, has launched a major inquiry into the future of the BBC. Why now? Because the debate about a new charter for the BBC, which needs to be in place by the end of 2016, is now starting in earnest. What should it do? How big should it be? How should it be financed? Etc., etc. The committee met for the first time yesterday and heard from three witnesses: former TV executive David Elstrin, industry analyst Claire Enders, and somewhat embarrassingly, me. Anyhow, we'll hear in a moment from a very senior but recently departed BBC executive, John Tait, who was the corporation's head of strategy. But first, the long-standing chairman of the Media Select Committee, senior Conservative MP John Whittingdale, who I caught up with earlier this afternoon. I started by asking him about the key areas the inquiry would be looking at.
What I want to do is focus firstly on what the BBC should be doing in the current media landscape. That means there are areas where perhaps it needs to do less, other areas where it needs to do more. Obviously, we will wish to concentrate on the governance structure, which has been criticised by a large number of people, and we'll be examining whether there's a better way of running and managing the BBC. And then thirdly, there is the question of how you pay for the BBC, which obviously raises the question of the licence fee.
Do you think there is kind of parliamentary appetite more generally for a kind of root and branch review, or is it broadly not broke, don't fix it?
Recent events have certainly led a number of people to think that there does need to be change.
What do you think?
Well, I certainly in some areas, I think it is almost universally held that the governance structure has not performed effectively in recent years. But what I regard as more fundamental is a question about what is the purpose of the BBC. Why do we have a state-funded, state-owned broadcaster when there is so much content now available through different platforms, through different means? My own view, and it's still early days, is that there is a role for a state-owned broadcaster to provide public service programming. But clearly, you know, the whole world in which it is operating is very different to the one which existed when the charter was last renewed 10 years ago.
Do you see any great public demand for that kind of change? I mean, in terms of the BBC sort of size and scope, is it a big issue, do you think, for licence payers, for the public?
Well, the BBC is very good at commissioning opinion polls, which show that everybody believes that the licence fee is fantastic value for money. But I think, as David Elstrin argued to us yesterday, it's very difficult to test that proposition when you don't really have any alternatives or choice available.
Segment 1.
The Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee, you remember, the one that was gifted the humblest day of Rupert Murdoch's life, has launched a major inquiry into the future of the BBC. Why now? Because the debate about a new charter for the BBC, which needs to be in place by the end of 2016, is now starting in earnest. What should it do? How big should it be? How should it be financed? Etc., etc. The committee met for the first time yesterday and heard from three witnesses: former TV executive David Elstrin, industry analyst Claire Enders, and somewhat embarrassingly, me. Anyhow, we'll hear in a moment from a very senior but recently departed BBC executive, John Tait, who was the corporation's head of strategy.
Segment 2.
But first, the long-standing chairman of the Media Select Committee, senior Conservative MP John Whittingdale, who I caught up with earlier this afternoon. I started by asking him about the key areas the inquiry would be looking at.
What I want to do is focus firstly on what the BBC should be doing in the current media landscape. That means there are areas where perhaps it needs to do less, other areas where it needs to do more. Obviously, we will wish to concentrate on the governance structure, which has been criticised by a large number of people, and we'll be examining whether there's a better way of running and managing the BBC. And then thirdly, there is the question of how you pay for the BBC, which obviously raises the question of the licence fee.
Segment 3.
Do you think there is kind of parliamentary appetite more generally for a kind of root and branch review, or is it not broke, don't fix it?
Recent events have certainly led a number of people to think that there does need to be change.
What do you think?
Well, I certainly in some areas, I think it is almost universally held that the governance structure has not performed effectively in recent years. But what I regard as more fundamental is a question about what is the purpose of the BBC? Why do we have a state-funded, state-owned broadcaster when there is so much content now available through different platforms, through different means?
Segment 4.
My own view, and it's still early days, is that there is a role for a state-owned broadcaster to provide public service programming. But clearly, you know, the whole world in which it is operating is very different to the one which existed when the charter was last renewed 10 years ago.
Do you see any great public demand for that kind of change? I mean, in terms of the BBC sort of size and scope, is it a big issue, do you think, for licence payers, for the public?
Well, the BBC is very good at commissioning opinion polls, which show that everybody believes that the licence fee is fantastic value for money. But I think, as David Elstein argued to us yesterday, it's very difficult to test that proposition when you don't really have any alternatives or choice available.